昨天晚上，王家耀弟兄替我们准备一些问答的题目。
Last night, Brother Wang had prepared some trivia questions.
我看他真是花了很多的心思，很好的准备。
I can see that he has spent a lot of time to have very good program.
尤其这个问题，圣经的问题跟介绍教会的人物的时候，非常有智慧。
Especially about those Bible questions and also the about our church questions.
他也可以把信息传递出来。
We can see that he's very he has this wisdom to spread the message through all those questions.
就是脑筋急转弯的问题呢，我不大回答。
About the trivia question, I cannot answer.
不过昨天他没有来找我商量。
But last night he didn't come to discuss with me.
如果他跟我商量的话，有个现成的题目就在路加福音第二章里面。
If he had discussed with me, there's one trivial question in this.
这问题是什么呢
？Chapter two.
就是要请问玛利亚和约瑟到伯利恒的时候。
The question will be that when Joseph and Mary come to Bethlehem.
玛利亚有没有骑在驴背上
？Is that is Mary on the donkey? Riding on the donkey.
Almost got seven donkey story in there. 差一点把第七个驴子故事放在里面了、啊。到底有没有骑在驴背上？有没有？
你们告诉我，你们有没有？
但是我们脑子里图画都是有一匹驴的哈，有没有？有啊。
But there is a donkey.
这里我们看见一件很有很重要的事情。
Here we see a very important things.
注意到在这里的伯利恒这些野地里的牧羊人第一次听见耶稣基督降生的事。
It's all the shepherds in the fields in Bethlehem, the first time they heard about the birth of Jesus.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们读到第八节，读到第十四节的时候，有没有非常注意留心？
I don't know if you have paid special attention while you read verse 8 and verse 14.
这里第八节说，在伯利恒的野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
Here verse 8 and 9 says, And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
你有没有注意到他们头一个反应是惧怕？
Did you notice that the first reaction is terrified?
这个是我们一般的信一般的印象不一样的。我们都说啊，牧羊人看见天使，报告他们大喜的信息。
This is not what what's in our thoughts? Because when we say that when the angel appeared to the shepherds, they brought us good news.
我不晓得我讲对不对哈？我们是不是里面不大注意到这个惧怕的这两字
？I don't know if I'm right, but is that sometimes we didn't pay attention to this terrifying?
我也问一个 trivial question. 有多少人读到路加福音第二章，头一个反应注意到牧羊人是惧怕的
？Any one of you had pay attention to this that the shepherds was terrified?
你们诚实告诉我，有多少人觉得？看见惧怕两字，脑子里
Be honest, any one of you has thought this word, terrified.
Well, including you young people. 有没有人注意到惧怕两字？有。
Anyone?
很好。会不会惧怕？你在那里牧羊，忽然有主的使者在你旁边出现，你要不要惧怕？
You were there watching over your flocks, and suddenly the angel appeared. Were you terrified?
会不会惧怕？大家说会不会惧怕？
Were you?
这是怎么回事啊？晚间怎么出来两个天使使者
？You will say, "What's going on? How come this angel appeared before us?"
其实你知道，在旧约里面，以色列的百姓不是没有遇见主的使者显现的事。
In Old Testament, the Israelites have been met with the angels.
我们必须了解，每一次读圣经的时候，懂得在圣经中间人物他们当时的背景。环境、思想、文化。
We have to understand as we read the Bible. We have to understand all those characters at that time, their background, their culture, and their tradition.
神的使者并不是常常向人显现。
The angel from God doesn't appear to people often.
但是也不是从来没有向人显现。
And they appear. It's not that they never appear before man.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，你们相不相信天使？
I don't know if you do believe angels.
以色列人相信天使。
The Israelites, they do believe angels.
我不晓得这个世界这个时代人相不相信天使。
I don't know in this world, at this time, that people believe angels.
我相信，我想，我将，我可以有理由知道说是还是相信的，不知道比例是多少就是了。
I do have the reason to believe that they do believe, but I just don't know the proportion.
不然就不会有电视节目叫做 Touch by an Angel.
And there won't be known a program TV called Touch by Angel.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你们看这个戏的时候，看这个剧本的，看这个连续剧的时候 ，Touch by an Angel， 你觉得你真正相信天使还是不相信有天使
？But as you watch the TV program Touch by Angel, do you really believe this angel？
也许你说这个天使现在都在人的形状中间，在我们中间出入来往。呀，我们周围有很多天使，像昨天晚上唱歌很多小天使一样。
Maybe you will see that the angels all take the people's form that they around us, just like last night, those little angels.
这个是你的思想吗
？Was that is in your thought?
如果这是你的思想，你还不完全懂得犹太人的思想。
If that's what you think, then you don't really understand what's in the Jewish people's mind.
在上一个世纪，我不晓得 Billy Graham 能活多久。他是那一个世纪中间非常重要的布道家，他写了一本书叫做《天使》。
In the last century, Billy Graham, he's the most important evangelist in the century. He had wrote a book called The Angels.
他相信天使。
He does believe angels.
而旧约里面的天使并不是一直住在人中间的。
In Old Testament, the angel doesn't live among people.
为什么叫天使啊
？Why they call them angel?
中文的意思叫做天上的使者，对不对？
And Chinese is the ambassador from heaven.
这个希腊文叫做 angelos, 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 A N G L L O S, 不 A L L G O S, 它两个 L 就是前面是鸡的声音 ，angelos, angels. 这个 angel 使者的意思，并不是说我们现在想想很可爱，一定。很长得很漂亮，不是这样子的。
Angel means the messengers. It's not what we thought in our mind that it's cute.
而且事实上有圣经明明告诉我们说，他的相貌甚至可怕。
And the Bible sometimes even describe that their
countenance,
the appearance is pretty horrible.
None is horrible. awesome, awful.
Their appearance is awful.
我不晓得天使有没有胡子哈，不晓得。
I don't know if they have beards.
但是不一定是脸上白白净净，不是这样子的。
But not necessarily they have a clean face.
他的相貌甚是可畏。
Their appearance is fearful.
而且他说话的时候，一定是特别有人叫人知道，这不是一个普通的人。
And when they speak, you can notice that they are not ordinary person.
如果大家有兴趣研究，可以看看旧约里面有多少次神的使者。向人显现。
If you want, you can check out an Old Testament to see how many times God's messenger has appeared to people.
每一次神的使者向人显现，都有信息传给人。
Every time God's messenger appeared before people, there's a message.
所以叫做使者，神的使者，因为他们是传信的。
That's why they call God's messenger because they pass out the message.
你如果愿意看旧约，亚伯拉罕见过天使。
If you see Old Testament, Abraham has seen an angel.
我不能每一个都举给大家听。三孙的父母亲马诺亚和他的妻子见过天使。
And the parents of Samson has seen the angel.
有很多人见过神的使者。
Many people in Old Testament they have seen the angels.
但是他们来传递信息，那个信息都是非常重要的。
When they come to pass out the message, those are the very important messages.
甚至这信息重要的一个地步，神并不用先知来传。
And the message was so important that God didn't use the prophets to give out the message.
所以以色列的百姓是相信有天使的。
So the Israelites they do believe that they are angels.
当然我说这个话呢，要当心一点，因为以色列人中间呢也有两派，一种是叫做不信派。
Of course, I have to be careful because in Israel, there are two groups of people. One is they don't believe.
我指的意思就是说，像撒都该人，他们不信天使，他们不信鬼魂，他们不信死里复活，不信超然的事情。
Like for example, Sadducees, that they don't believe angel, they don't believe the resurrections.
这些牧羊人他们在一般犹太人的教育中间背景里面知道神的使者会向人显现。
And those shepherds, because of their background, they do believe that the angel of God will appear to them, to people.
所以他们头一个反应是惧怕。
So the first reaction is terrified.
天使对他们所说的第一句话也是不要惧怕。
And the first word the angel said to them is, do not be afraid.
因为知道这些牧羊人心里的状态。
Because they know, how they feel.
那底下立刻这些使者就进入主题。
But right away, these messengers point to the message.
我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
弟兄姊妹，请你想一想看，耶稣基督神的儿子何等尊贵。
Brother and sister, think about this. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, how precious He is.
他降世的消息要什么人来传报才合适呢？
The news of His birth, who will have this authority to pass out the message?
感谢神，神借着天使第一次向人报答这样的消息。
Thanks to the Lord, through the angels, that the message was passed out to people.
大家都知道约瑟玛利亚神的使者向他们说话。
You all know that the angel from God has spoken to Joseph and Mary.
那是在一个个别的情况里面对他们说话。
That individually they speak to them.
这是一个公开的宣告，神也用天上的使者来达成这件事的，达成这件任务。
But this time is publicly they made an announcement. God used the angels to accomplish this work.
因为这是一件重要的事。
Because this is a very important thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，你又注意到。
But brother and sister, do you notice this?
天使没有在伯利恒城里面，也没有在耶路撒冷来宣告这件事情。
The angels didn't appear in Bethlehem or in Jerusalem to give the message.
却选择在伯利恒，但是不是在伯利恒城里，是在伯利恒的野地里面。
But they would choose the place in the field of in Jerusalem, not inside the city.
为什么？
Why is that?
我想大家很容易想到一个原因。
Then maybe you can think of this reason.
就是信心的问题。
It's the faith.
牧羊人没有那么多正经知识。
The shepherds doesn't have a lot of Bible knowledge.
也没有许多问题，许多头脑上的问题。
They do not have a lot of doubts.
如果这件事情对着文士，对着法利士人，他们去读圣经，翻圣经，找圣经，太麻烦了。
If it's to those the priests or the teacher of laws, the Pharisees, that they probably will go through the Bibles.
我不是说读圣经太麻烦哈。
I didn't say that it's too troublesome to read through the Bible.
我说这些人太麻烦了。
I said those people are troublesome.
大家不要弄错，因为读圣经跟读圣经态度是不一样的。
Don't confuse, because read the Bible and then your attitude is different.
文士和法利赛人也知道基督当生在犹大的伯利恒。
All those Pharisees know that Jesus Christ will be born in Bethlehem.
但是我怕是什么呢？怕当使者，天上使者对这些文士、法利赛人说话的时候，他们不会去看一看到底耶稣是不是真的降生了。
But what I'm afraid is that when the angel told them about the birth of Jesus Christ, they probably won't go out and check it out.
他们的兴趣都在头脑里面。
Because all their thoughts is in their head.
他们要知道这圣经知识，他们不是真正的要知道耶稣已经降生了。
All they care about is the knowledge in Bible. They don't care about the real birth of Jesus Christ.
其实这些使者本身就是最好的证明，也是带给这些牧羊人信心的一个媒介。
Actually, those angels are the best witness that they give out the message to those shepherds.
天使说，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
The angel says, I'll bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. There will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
这是一个非常简单又简单明了的信息。
This is a very simple and clear message.
我想头脑复杂的人要问说，为什么我在马槽里？为什么包这个布？
I think people who think make things complicated, they will think that why he was born in manger, why he has to be wrapped in a cloth.
我想天使对牧羊人所说的话，简单到没有办法再简单，而牧羊人也不问问这些问题。
And so the message that angels give to the shepherds is so simple, and the shepherds will not question at all.
这里讲到一件重要的事情，他是为你们生的救主，就是主基督。
Here is a very important message. It says that there's a savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
这是圣经里面第一次把救主跟基督连在一起。
This is the first time in Bible that they have put savior and Christ together.
救主、主基督这几个字是非常非常重要，第一次在一个人身上同时用上。
Savior, Christ, and the Lord. This is a very important word. This is the first time he had used on one person.
而竟然用在一个小婴孩的身上。
And now they use this on a little baby.
我的女儿告诉我说，不要拿她做例子。
My daughter told me don't use her as an example.
所以我才能用她的女儿做例子。
So I'm going to use her daughter as an example.
今天早上我们有时间去把这个小 baby 带给我的父母亲看一看。
This morning we have time to bring the little baby to my parents.
我父母亲一看见他，嘴都笑得合不起来了。
When my father saw her, he just cannot his mouth was wide open.
他眼睛一直看在他身上，目不转睛，一直到他走为止。
He just stared at her until she left.
一个小孩有这么大吸引力。
Just a tiny little baby has such attraction.
但是弟兄姊妹们。婴孩耶稣跟主救主基督不容易连在一起。
But brothers and sisters, a baby Jesus is hard to connect with the Savior, Christ the Lord.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
所以我说这些牧羊人听见这些话，又需要很大的信心，了解到整个神背后工作的计划。
So I would think that the shepherds they do need a big faith to accept this message and understand all the things that God has done.
当然，这里所发生的事情，天使天君起来唱诗赞美说，赞美神说，至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于给他所喜悦的人。
Of course, here a great company of the heavenly hosts appear with the angel and praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man on whom his favor rests.
我们昨天晚上陈香姊妹给我们准备的诗歌信息都是讲到天使传报的佳音，天上归给荣耀归给神，平安在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Last night we have seen those songs that Esther prepared for us. It's all about those good tidings and talking about glory to the Lord in the highest, and on earth peace to man on whom His favor rests.
也许成像不知不觉把这个思想意念圣经打在我的脑子里，所以我选择经文今天讲的就只好选这段了。
Maybe she has give this message to me. That's all today. I choose this as my topic.
Sublime the message into my mind. 但很厉害哈、哦！我想弟兄姊妹昨天晚听见诗歌也都知道，真的天使传报佳音，荣耀归于神，地上平安归于喜他所喜悦的人。
So I do believe that yesterday when you sing the song, you will have the thought that angels will spread the good news.
好，众天使离开他们去了。
And after the angel left them,
那么牧羊人怎么办呢？
What did those shepherds do?
他们做了一件最简单的动作。
They did a very simple action.
但是却在信心里面最重要的一步。
They took a very simple action, but in their faith, it's the most important step.
就是去看一看。
It's that they went out to check it
out. 他们彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成就的事，就是主所指示我们的。
They said, let's go to Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
弟兄姊妹们，这里主所指示我们，这个主的指示谁呀？
Brothers and sisters, here says the Lord had told us about who is this Lord.
刚才我们前面讲这个天使讲神的使者的时候，圣经里有很多地方讲到神的使者的时候，就是主自己取了肉身的形象来向人显现。
So we were just talking about those angels become the messengers. A lot of times we said that actually the Lord had took the form of man to appear to people.
这里我们不知道这些牧人心里面想的是什么，他们怎么样认同这一位天使就是主。
Right now, we don't know what's going through those shepherds' mind, how they can identify those angels as the Lord.
他们可能神学上也搞不整清楚。
Maybe they're not quite clear about this.
但是他们却非常知道这个信息是从主那里来的。
But one thing that they are sure is that they know the message is from the Lord.
果然，他们急忙去了，所看见的就寻见了玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩。卧在马槽里，所看见的正如天使所传的信息。
So they hurry off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in mangers.
用这边你看见这个头一批传报佳音的牧人。
You can see that the first people who spread gospel are those shepherds.
他们的信心非常简单，却也非常具体。
Their faith is very simple and very truthful.
因为看见天使所说的事，所成就的，正如天使所说的。
Because they have seen what happened, just like what the angel says.
而天使的任务是借着这批牧羊人传到人间。
And the mission of the angel is that through this shepherds, the good news will pass on to the world.
神的工作实在非常巧妙。
God's word is so wonderful.
就借着神的使者向这些信心简单单纯的牧人对他们讲一些最基本的事。
Through those simple-minded shepherds, he has passed out the message.
在这里我们看见信心的简单是多么重要。
Here we can see that a simple faith is how important a simple faith is.
牧羊人因着所遇见的事情，听见天使所说的，跟他们自己所看见完全一样。
The shepherds have seen the things that happen exactly like what the angel had told them.
但是这些事情背后那个深入的意义是什么
？But what's the meaning behind all the things?
神却不一定借着这些牧者们叫他们知道。
不一定。
不一定要借着这些牧羊的人叫他们知道。
God doesn't have to use those shepherds to let them know.
并且周围所听见的人，十八节特别说，凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
Here's verse 18 says, all the people who had heard this, that they were amazed at what the shepherds had told them.
弟兄姊妹，再一次我们要回到当时这些牧羊人传递信息的背景里面。
Once again, we need to go back to the background at that time when the shepherds gave out the message.
这些牧羊人看见天使，听见天兵在那唱诗歌。
Those shepherds had seen those angels and heard them singing the songs praising the God, praising the Lord.
本来是极其惧怕。
At first they were terrified.
现在是带着一个好奇的心理，信心在他们里面发动，说不定真是这样。
And then they have this curiosity that they face in their hearts, stirring inside of them, and they want to check it out.
他们赶去伯利恒城里一看，果然如此。
And they hurry.
找到了这个婴孩。
And they hurry off to Bethlehem and they found the baby.
但是这么奇妙的一件事情。
But such a wonderful thing.
听见的人竟然不完全相信。
The people who had heard, not all of them believe.
他们诧异，还不明白牧羊人所说的是什么。
They were amazed, but they do not understand what the shepherds said.
弟兄姊妹，对于今天我们信主的人来讲，最基本、最简单、容易明白的事，那些不信人却不一定能够明白。
Brothers and sisters, to us who are believers, to us is such a simple message. But for people who don't believe, they cannot understand.
但是玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
But Mary had treasured up all the things and pondered.
今天耶稣基督为我们降生，我们知道这个事实。
Today, the birth of Jesus Christ is for us that we know this is true.
我们有圣经的帮助，并且看见耶稣基督所做一生的事情，我们从心里面向他服服敬拜，知道他是主，他是神。
Through the Bible, and we have experienced Jesus Christ, that we know that he is the Lord.
并且因为他从死里复活，我们的信心有确定的把握，知道他是神的儿子。
And because of his resurrection, that we have this assurance that we know that he's the Son of God.
但是在当时，这一切的事都只有集中在这个小婴孩耶稣的身上。
But at that time, all the things were in this little baby.
这些牧羊人所相信的是天使对他们所做的事情。
All those shepherds, what they believe is the things that the angel told them.
这个事情背后的意义是天使所传的，他们并不完全认识，也不完全了解，至少当时还不完全明白。
But all the message behind all this that the angel told them, they not quite understand, at least at that time.
玛利亚也是这样子，她听见天使几次跟她传信息，她都知道，她也相信。
And Mary, that many times the angel has spoken to her, and she believed.
现在牧羊人又来一次把他们所听见在旷野里面天使所说的话告诉玛利亚。
Now once again, the shepherds has told her about what the angel has said to them.
但是在这些话背后里面很深的意思，玛利亚并不完全明白。
But behind all this, the deep meaning, Mary doesn't understand.Doesn't quite understand it.
但是他却能够放在心里面反复思想。
But she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
其实我们今天信主也是一样。
Today we the same.
当我们接受基督耶稣在我们心里之后，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
As we accept Jesus Christ, we know who we are believing.
但是我们一生的经历和主中间的关系，我们必须。反复思想存在心里。
But our experience with God that we need to treasure up in our, and ponder them in our hearts.
感谢主，当时说牧羊人非常清楚简单的信息。
Thanks to the Lord that all those the very simple and clear message that had passed to those shepherds.
牧羊人就回去了。
Those shepherds left.
这里说因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀于神，赞美他。
Here says that they glorify and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
我读圣经有时候就想到这些事情，想到这些牧羊人，他们遇见这么大一件事情，不晓得能够持续多久，在这样一种信心里面。
Many times I would think about those shepherds that have experienced such important things, but I don't know how long their faith will last.
但如果相信，如果他们的信心是真实的话
，But I do believe their faith is true.
他们所遇见的事情要影响他们一生。
Whatever they have seen that will impact throughout their lives.
今天我们圣诞节过了两千年。
Now it's 2000 years has been passed.
一次一次，多少人庆祝圣诞佳节过去了？
From generation to generation, people have been celebrating Christmas.
我想很多人也读过马太福音也好，路加福音也好，耶稣降生的事情。
Many people have read the book of Matthew and the book of Luke about the birth of Jesus.
我们听见很多的事情。
We have heard a lot of things.
耶稣是基督，耶稣是救主，他是我们的主。
Jesus is the Savior. He is the Lord. He is our Lord.
我们听见神差遣耶稣基督降生的目的。
We have heard that the purpose of God has sent His Son to earth.
我们看见这个大的 celebration, 大的庆祝，天使天君亲自来报信这样的信息。
We have heard that it's a big celebration that the angels.And the heavenly host appeared to
give the message. 的确是值得这样的庆祝的。
And we know that because it is such a big message, it needs the celebration.
但等到我们过完圣诞节之后
But after the Christmas,
我们像这些牧羊人一去回又一次又一回到他们的工作中间
Just like those shepherds, we went back to where we at.
他们因为天使所说的话所做的事情满心感谢神归荣耀给神。
They glorify God and praise God because of what the angel had told them.
他们在那里赞美神。
They praising God.
我们基督徒也应当继续不断地来赞美神，感谢神，因他所做奇妙的事。
And we, Christian, we should continue to praise God and give thanks to Him for the wonders that He had done.
在这个婴孩马槽里的婴孩身上，神所要做的一切事情。
For all the things that God had done through this little baby in the manger.
值得我们像玛利亚一样。存在心里反复的思想。
We should just like Mary, we should treasure up all these things and ponder them in our hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里讲的纱布马槽是他的记号。
So here says the cloth and the manger is the sign.
一个非常不起眼的小婴孩。
A just ordinary little baby.
但是神却把这样大的一个工作，这样大的一个责任使命。放在他的身上。
But God has put on such a big responsibility or make a big commission on him.
他要成为我们的救主，他要成为我们的基督，他是我们的主。
He will be our Savior. He will be our Lord.
怎么可能呢
？How is it possible?
但是这是我们所知道圣诞节的故事。
But this is the Christmas story that we know.
这一位耶稣基督就为我们降生在马槽里面。
This Jesus Christ was born in a manger for us.
如果没有天使的传报响佳音，
If there's no angels to give out the message,
很多人不会注意。
Not many people will notice this.
也许若是没有牧羊人从野地里面回来，根本没有人注意这件事情。
If those shepherds did not return from the fields, nobody will notice.
雅古士都要求报名上册，可能更多人注意一点，因为关乎这么多人。
Now, gurus wants people to register. Maybe more people pay attention to that.
这么多人中间有玛利亚和约瑟到了本地本乡伯利恒。
Among all those people, Joseph and Mary went back to their hometown.
没有地方住，住在客店里面。客店没有地方，住在马槽里面。
They have no place. There's no room for them in the inn, so they have to stay in.
又怎么样？又怎么样？ What 生过孩子，孩子生下来，过了几天就走了。
And they probably just give birth to the child, and then they probably just left.
但是不是这样
？But things did not happen that way.
在一个最小的婴孩身上。
And such a tiny little baby.
神整个的计划却借着他成就。
God's whole plan and is accomplished through him.
很多时候我们侍奉，我们神的儿女也是需要这样，在小事上面留意到，就会发现神的工作在背后。借着雅古士都要求人报名上册，让耶稣基督重新。让玛利亚也和约瑟重新回到他的本家本乡。
Through the census that Joseph and Mary has to go back to their hometown.
为了要印证说，见证说，基督是大卫的子孙。
To testify that Jesus is the descendant of David.
弟兄姊妹，你越思想，越反复思想，越知道圣经的奇妙，神做事的奇妙。
The more you think about it, you can just see the wonder of the Bible and can see the wonder of God's works.
圣诞节的故事永远讲不完。
The story of Christmas is a never-ending story.
因为我们越思想越感谢神所成就为我们救恩所成就的大事。
Because the more we think about it, the more we just amazed by the work that God has done for us.
也许我们以为我们圣诞节的经文很多故事都知道。
Maybe we think that we are already familiar with all those Christmas stories.
但是你要去思想，就会更加明白。
But the more you think about it, the more you will understand this.
牧人所听见说，这是大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。
What the shepherd had heard is the good news of a great joy. That's for all people.
感谢神，耶稣基督为我们降生。
Thanks to the Lord that Jesus Christ was born to us.
但愿真的照神照圣经所说的，荣耀归给神，平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Just like what the Bible says, glory to God in the highest, and peace.On earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
但愿我们像这些牧羊人一样，存着简单的信心。
May all of us will have this simple faith, just like those shepherds.
把荣耀归给神，感谢他的恩典。
And give the glory to God and give thanks for his grace.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们真是感谢你为我们降生在马槽里面。
Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you for you have born in the manger for us.
在这样不起眼的地位中间。
In such a not important position.
你却带着神的荣耀降生在人间。
But with God's glory that you have born to onto the earth.
只有在那些留心的人心中知道神做了何等大的事。
Only to those people who pay attention that they had know what a wonderful words that God has done for us.
照着天使所说，在大卫的城里为你们生的主救主就是耶稣基督。
According to the angels in the town of David, there's a Christ was born to you, who is the Savior, the Lord.
等到时间成熟的时候，日子成熟的时候，日子你就显明在众人的面前。
As the time had come, that you have appeared among people.
主耶稣，你活在世人中间，却带着神的荣耀。
Lord Jesus, you have living on this earth with God's glory.
在那些像牧羊人一样存着简单的人、简单信心的人，首先就得着。
Among those people who has the simple faith, just like those shepherds, they will receive first.
在那些愿意反复思想的人心中，你显为更加的可贵。
among those people wants to treasure all the things and ponder them in their hearts, then you become precious to them.
但愿在圣诞节的期间，让我们的心更多思想你为我们成就的恩典。
But during this Christmas season, that we will ponder in our hearts treasure all the things that you have done for us.
也让我们能够传扬大喜的信息。
That we will take up this responsibility to spread the good news.
这也是关乎万民的。
That's for all people.
愿当我们普天同庆耶稣基督降生的时候
，As the world celebrates the birth of Jesus.
求主自己在你的名中得着荣耀。
Lord, we will pray that you will be glorified among your people.
求主也把你的平安赐给你所喜悦的人。
And we pray that you will give the peace to those that your favor rest.
更求主叫我们像这些牧羊人一样传报你救恩的好消息。
And we pray that you will help us just like those shepherds that we can also spread those good news.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.